Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an old-school style drum bus in Ableton Live 12, but we're doing it with a modern DNB mindset, heavyweight sub-impact, controlled grime, and a drum group that feels like one massive instrument instead of a pile of separate samples. Now, this is especially important in vocal DNB, because your drums are not just keeping time, they're setting the attitude of a whole section. If the drum bus is strong, the vocal chops can sit inside that rhythm and feel like part of the groove. If the drum bus is messy, everything starts fighting for space, and the track loses that sense of authority. So the goal here is not super clean, polished drum mixing. The goal is intentional low-end hierarchy. You want the drums punching in the upper bass and low-mid zone, the sub owning the deepest space, and the drum bus adding density, movement, and aggression without stepping on the bass line. Let's start by thinking like an old-school record would breathe. Build your drum group with separate tracks for the kick, snare or clap layer, break loop or break chops, top percussion, and any rims, ghost hits, rides, or little fill elements. Keep the kick and snare on their own tracks inside the group. If you're using a break, don't treat it like a finished loop. Slice it, chop it, and shape it like a performance layer. Pull out the strongest hits, trim weak tails, and create call and response between the break and your one-shots. That is a huge part of the old-school energy. The power comes from arrangement and hit placement, not just from slapping on more plugins. Before any bus processing, clean up the source material. Trim starts so hits are immediate. Fade chopped audio so you don't get clicks. High-pass hats and percussion so they're not muddying the low end. If a break feels floppy, shorten the tails a little rather than trying to crush it with compression later. In DNB, strong source editing is almost always better than heavy rescue processing. A good rule here is to think in layers of function, not just tone. One layer for punch, one layer for grit, one layer for motion, and one layer for ear candy. If a sound doesn't clearly support one of those jobs, it's probably just clutter. Now let's build the drum bus chain. A solid stock Ableton chain would be EQ8, then drum bus, then saturator, then glue compressor, then utility, with optional extra character from something like dynamic tube or corpus if you want to push it further. You can keep a limiter at the end only for safety, not for making it loud. Start with EQ8 and only remove what you need to remove. If there's unnecessary rumble below around 20 to 30 Hz, cut it. If the break has too much sub junk, clean that up too. You are not trying to make the drums thin. You're trying to make the important part of the drum bus clearer. Then use drum bus for that classic impact and grime. Keep the drive moderate, maybe around 5-15% as a starting point. Use crunch if you want the break to feel a little more shredded and alive. Boom can help, but be very careful with it. In DNB, too much boom quickly gets in the way of the actual bass line. After that, saturator is where you start getting that density. Soft clip-on is usually the smart move. Add just enough drive to thicken the kick and snare without turning the whole bus into fuzz. If the drums feel too clean, this is where a little color goes a long way. Sometimes it's better to add harmonic density than to keep pushing volume. Then bring in glue compressor. And this is where a lot of people overdo it. You don't want to crush the life out of the transients. You want the drum group to move together. A ratio around 2:1 or 4:1, a slightly slower tack, so the hit can get through, and just a couple dB of gain reduction is usually enough. If the bus starts sounding smaller, back off the compression and let saturation do more of the heavy lifting. Utility at the end is your reality check. Use it to test mono, and use the width control only if you need to tighten the bus. For heavy DNB, the most important part of the drum low end should stay centered and mono compatible. This is the big one. Protect the sub. Your drum bus should feel huge, but it should not steal from the bass line. The kick can own some punch in the 50-90 Hz region depending on the sample. The sub should live beneath that, clean and stable. The drum bus can be more responsible for the 120 Hz upward zone and for the transient attack that makes the groove feel physical. If you want the sub to feel bigger, don't just boost the sub. Instead, reduce low-end clutter in the drums and create more harmonic density in the low mids. That contrast makes the sub feel deeper by comparison. It's a classic trick, and it works because the ear perceives size through relationships, not just raw volume. A quick test. Hit mono and listen at low volume. If the drum bus still feels exciting on small speakers or at lower monitoring levels, your kick, snare, and break interaction is working. If it disappears, you probably have too much dependence on deep bass and not enough mid-range character. Now, Let's talk about the old school character itself. The vibe you want is controlled grime, not broken, not blurry, just a little worn, a little savage, and very present. If the source is too clean, try a mild saturator before compression. If you want more edge, experiment with dynamic tube, or even a parallel return track that's heavily distorted and filtered. That way you can blend in dirt without destroying the clarity of the main drum bus. A really effective move is to use a two-stage character setup, one mild saturator before the glue compressor, and then a second colored saturator after compression, or on a parallel return. That gives you thickness and attitude without flattening the transients too early. And that's important. Use transient management before heavy color. If the kick is losing definition, fix the source first. Maybe shorten the sustain a bit. Maybe adjust the clip gain or envelope. In Live 12, a small source edit often does more good than extra compression. Now let's bring vocals into the picture. In Vocal Ed DNB, chopped phrases should behave like rhythm tools. They are not just decoration. They should interact with the drum bus and help shape the phrase. Slice the vocal to a drum rack, or warp it carefully if you're working with auto. Place short vocal hits on offbeats, on snare pickups, or in the little gaps after a backbeat. That makes the vocal feel locked to the groove. A nice arrangement pattern is to start sparse, maybe with one or two key phrases in the first four bars. Then make the vocal more rhythmic in bars 5 to 8, answering the snare. In the drop, keep vocal stabs short and leave them in the spaces between the main drum hits. Then during a switch up, let the vocal stretch out a bit more while the drum density comes down. That gives the whole section a sense of conversation. The drums drive, and the vocal replies. And if you're working around that 174 BPM roller energy, you can really lean into this. A phrase like run it back and land right after the snare. Then get chopped across the next bars, while the break keeps rolling. Now the vocal feels like it belongs to the drum phrasing, not like it's floating on top of it. Once the core loop is working, automate the drum bus across the phrase. This is how you keep the energy alive over 8 and 16 bars without making the track feel busy for the sake of it. Push drum bus drive a little before a fill. Add a touch more saturator drive before the drop. Move a tiny bit of EQ high shelf if you want extra lift in a build. Maybe lower the glue compressor threshold slightly during denser sections. Even a tiny utility gain move can help emphasize an arrangement shift. Keep all of that subtle. In DNB, small automation moves often hit harder than giant effects. Now for one of the best old school workflows, resampling. Print 8 bars of your drum group to a new audio track. Then chop that rendered audio into fills, reverses, stabs, and tiny one-bar transitions. Reintroduce those chops underneath the main drum bus or in breakdowns. You can reverse a snare tail into the next downbeat. You can repeat one break hit 2 or 3 times for a fill. You can even pitch a resample drum hit slightly down for a darker support layer. This is where the drums stop sounding like a loop and start sounding like a performance. And that's exactly the kind of energy old school jungle and heavyweight DNB feed on. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't overcompress the drum bus. If the glue compressor is doing too much work, you're probably flattening the transients. Don't let the break and sub fight for the same space. High pass unnecessary low end and keep the sub clean. Don't use too much stereo width on the drum lows. Keep the important body narrow, and don't make the vocals too loud or too wide. They should support the groove, not sit outside it. Also, don't chase big by boosting everything. In heavy DNB, perceived size usually comes from contrast, restraint, and low-end discipline. If you want to push this further, try parallel drum saturation on a return track, so you can add grime without wrecking the transient clarity. Or split your drum bus into two groups, one for punchy hits like kick and snare, and another for texture like hats, break, and percussion. Process them differently, then blend them into a final drum master bus. You can also add ghost snares, micro percussion, or tiny fill hits to make the bass line feel faster. That's a classic move in dark rollers and jungle influence tunes. It adds motion without making the arrangement sound crowded. And remember the vocal processing trick too. If the vocals feel disconnected, send them through a lighter version of the drum character on a return track. A bit of saturation and a short delay can make them feel like they belong in the same world as the drums. Here's the big picture. Your drum bus is not just glue. It is part of a sound design. It should hit hard enough to carry the intro, the switch up, the breakdown to drop transition, and the first 16 bars of the drop without fighting the bass line. The kicks and snares need to read. The break needs to provide texture. The vocals need to sit in the rhythm. And the sub needs to stay clean and powerful beneath all of it. So for your practice, Build a 4 or 8 bar groove at 174 BPM using one kick, one snare, one break loop, and one percussion layer. Group them. Build the bus chain with a Q8, drum bus, saturator, and glue compressor. Get just a couple dB of compression, a little saturation, and a clean mono-compatible low end. Add one chopped vocal phrase in the spaces after the snare. Then resample 4 bars and create one fill from the audio. Compare the result in stereo and mono, and adjust until the kick and snare still punch while the sub stays uncluttered. If you can make the drums feel like one cohesive, heavy instrument that still leaves room for the bass line, you've nailed the architecture. That's the old school drum bus mindset in a modern Ableton Lev 12 DNB workflow. Tight, gritty, controlled, and absolutely ready to smash.